Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Department of Agriculture Monday announced the details of a $300 million investment for a new organic transition initiative. Funded in part by the American Rescue Plan, the initiative will help build new and better markets and income streams for farmers. That's according to the USDA. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says we are expanding the USDA's support of organic farmers to help them with every step of their transition.
One of the first steps we took was to establish a reduced cost for certification. We know that there are expenses associated with a pre-certification inspection, planning costs. Oftentimes, folks have to be educated about the organic production methods. That obviously involves going to seminars and conferences. We know there's soil testing involved. All of that incurs expense for a producer that's not yet able to actually benefit from the higher value proposition. So we created this certification program. To date, almost 7,400 producers have utilized the assistance that we provided, and we have until October 31st for those who are interested in applying for additional support and help. So be aware of that October 31st deadline.
Beef cattle numbers are in the process of shrinking. What about the numbers of cattle producers? Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
The drought and high feed costs are pushing some cattle producers to reduce herd size, and several people we know have hinted that some cow-calf producers may be talking about just quitting the business. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters the other day in response to that.
It doesn't surprise me that there are people thinking about getting out of the business. The reality is that's been true of agriculture for the last number of years. We've seen a consolidation and a reduction in the number of farms.
And USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham told us.
The ownership may cease, but what do you do with the land? You know, in many areas, the cow-calf operators are raising cows and calves because it's not really suitable for grain. So do you simply sell your operation to somebody else who then continues to run cows on that land? Because in many cases, there are not a lot of alternative uses for that land.
And he says, besides, there's no way to know real time what's really happening to beef operations. We can only track cattle numbers, really, and watch what happens on that front.
The recently passed Inflation Reduction Act will funnel a decent chunk of money to agriculture to battle greenhouse gas emissions from livestock and soil tillage. But the Washington Policy Center Initiative Ag Director Pam Lewison says ag already does a lot of things they've been calling for.
And I think a lot of the reason people don't talk about it is because it's handy to say, well, ag, they're not doing anything. Because a lot of what ag is doing is complicated and it's very scientific and it's difficult to distill it down into something that's easily palatable and easily understandable for people who are unfamiliar with it.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.